Hi, this is Jim Armstrong, founder of Jim Armstrong Marketing Systems and the Inner Circle Club. Today's call is the 12-month Total Transformation Game Plan module. So let's go ahead and dig right in. We're going to be covering all of the concepts and the ideas that are in the 12-month Total Transformation Game Plan workbook. And we're going to be working through some of these pages, and I'll, as I get to those pages, I'll have you turn along with me. Let's talk about first some of the major concepts that go into this entire program, and I want to create some clarity there and just briefly cover those concepts. First of all is the idea of big rocks, and we've talked about those before in the in earlier modules, and basically big rocks are your goals. They are the things that you're wanting to accomplish in your life and your business. And as we go along, we're going to get into more about how to make room for big rocks and set up your game plan so that those get accomplished. Second major concept is time blocking. And we've also talked about this a little bit. How many times have you set out to get that one important thing done during the day, but all kinds of stuff came up and that one important thing didn't get done? Well, stuff is a rotten, thieving crook that will rob you of all that's truly important in your life. Stuff is not your friend. Stuff is your enemy. Stuff masquerades as work. Stuff lulls its victims into thinking they're being productive when in reality they've been reduced to the level of hamsters on an exercise wheel. And in the book there, the workbook, I give a list of stuff. And some of the things that are listed are not necessarily things that shouldn't be done, but they're things that shouldn't be done by you as the entrepreneur. Stuff will never, ever go away, even when you retire, even when you have $10 million in the bank. Like a zombie, you can never thoroughly kill it. Like bacteria, you can never totally eliminate it. And like dirty politics, you can never keep it from attacking. So the idea is to create stuff-free zones in your life. And the way that we accomplish that is through time blocking. And what time blocking is essentially appointments that you make with yourself. If you're wanting to accomplish a goal, a big rock, something in your life or your business, you've got to carve the time out and literally open up your schedule and make appointments with yourself to accomplish those things. It's not enough to say, yeah, I'll get it done today or I'll get it done Monday, because stuff will ride in and steal that time from you. So it's critical, anything important that you're trying to get done, you time block for it. For example, let's say that you're wanting to implement, say, the Connect campaign from the Rapid Launch. Again, it's not enough to say, okay, I'll get it done on Wednesday, because Wednesday is going to roll around and your entire day is going to fill up. Instead, block out 2 hours in the morning to do nothing but work on that. Leave your pager behind, your cell phone, don't look at your emails, get away from the phone. Until your staff is on board with you with time blocking, you may have to physically go to a different location to do those things. Do it at home, do it at a coffee shop, whatever. It's critical. I can't emphasize enough how much time blocking is going to make this whole program possible. Now, let's move on to another major concept, and that is the true purpose of your business. The true purpose of your business is to fund and facilitate your ideal lifestyle. It's not to provide employment, it's not to improve your community, give to charity, and all those things. Those are excellent things, and you should be doing those. But if you're stressed out, burned out, miserable, to the point where you're either on the verge of quitting or your business is failing and it's going to wind up shutting down either from not enough money or because you're just flat out sick of it, well, all those other good things aren't going to happen anyway. So it's so important to make sure that that business is serving its main purpose. And here's another something that almost seems counterintuitive, but it's absolutely true. If you set up your business to fund and facilitate your ideal lifestyle, all of those other things will happen far more easily. So, again, never forget the true purpose of your business and make that your focus. Okay, now here's the steps we're going to walk through in the game plan program. First of all, we're going to do a self-evaluation to determine where you're at right now. It's hard to know where you're going until you know where you're at. We're going to create a clear picture of your ideal lifestyle. We're going to identify your personal big rocks, the personal goals and dreams that really get you excited. Then we're going to create an ideal business that will fund and facilitate your ideal lifestyle and give you the power to achieve those big rocks. One of the analogies that I really like is imagine going and getting a suit tailored for you. You know, the tailor doesn't just start cutting away and guessing at what the size is going to be and hope it fits. What he does is he takes very, very careful measurements first. He, you know, your arms, your legs, your waist, every measurement, and then he goes to work tailoring a suit that'll exactly fit your body. Well, it's the same with your business, only instead of using we're going to tailor a business to exactly fit your ideal lifestyle, and the measuring tools we're going to use are this workbook, your goals, your dreams, your imagination, your mind, and we're going to tailor your business to fit and fund and facilitate your ideal lifestyle. Now, I want to talk a minute about the problem with the work ethic. Everybody on this call, myself included, has very good work ethic. We all work hard. We all strive to provide good things for our staff and our clients. But keeping in mind that the idea of your business is to fund and facilitate your ideal lifestyle, your business should be built around your life and not your life around your business. And most flooring dealers devote the majority of their time, energy, and money to their business, and then whatever scraps are left over, they throw to what's truly important to them, their family, their goals, their hobbies, all the things that are really important to them in life. And there's a lot of reasons for that. You know, there's philosophies that we kind of get stuck in our head. Things like keep your nose to the grindstone, the early bird gets the worm, you work hard your whole life, then retire at age 65. And what this causes is a failure to move from a startup status to a growing business status that runs without the owner. You know, a dealer begins or takes over a business, and they're in startup mode. They're working a lot of hours. They're trying to get this thing up and running. The problem is the startup mode becomes the permanent mode, and they stay in the startup mode for 20 years when they should have progressed beyond that and into running something that's more, or not more, but is a turnkey type of situation. And most small business entrepreneurs, not just floor dealers, but most small business entrepreneurs never escape the startup mode. The analogy that I've used before, and I'll continue to use because it's so obvious, is the McDonald's franchise analogy. You know, you never see a McDonald's owner flipping burgers, opening the store, doing all the day-to-day stuff to run that McDonald's. You know, maybe at the very beginning he's putting in some time to get the thing up and running, but certainly after it's up and running, he's not around making sure that it runs properly. It just does. That's the vision I want you to have in your mind of the way your business should run. Even if you've been kind of stuck there for 3 years, 5 years, 10, 20, it doesn't matter. We want to take you beyond that and give you the same kind of freedom that a McDonald's owner would have. You know, I've talked to floor dealers who like to do certain aspects within their business. For instance, selling. They really enjoy interacting with clients. And that's great. Let's go back to the McDonald's analogy. If there was a McDonald's owner who really enjoyed getting out front behind the cash register and working with clients. There's nothing that says he can't do it. But the smartest thing that that owner will do is get the business totally up and running so it's absolutely not dependent upon him being there. And then it's an easy task to just have the manager schedule him a couple of shifts a week or whatever he wants to go in and work with the general public. And the same is true with your business. If there's an aspect that you truly enjoy, free yourself from it and then go back and do it on your terms, your time. Okay, let's move on. There's a lot of reasons that you know, small business owners stay in the startup mode. Habit, because they don't know how to do it differently, out of guilt or fear that by not spending 40-plus hours per week at their business means they're lazy. Maybe their minds are closed to anything different. They're enslaved to self-limiting philosophies like, you know, we've all heard this before, if you want it done right, you've got to do it yourself. Those kinds of things. And through this program, you're going to learn to change all of that. You know, there was a time, I like to use the analogy of the farmer from, you know, a century and a half ago. There was a time when most of the population of our country were farmers. And at that point, it was necessary to work from sun up to sundown every single day just to avoid starving. But fast forward to today, technology and the way our free enterprise system work together completely changed this situation. We have options and choices that our forefathers simply never dreamed of. You know, you have the opportunity to leverage your time and energy into tremendous freedom and wealth. So it's really working from sun up to sun down is not something that's necessary as a business owner. You may feel like it is right now because you're, the way your business is structured, but I'm telling you, it doesn't have to be that way, and you can create something different, and that's what we're all about here. Always remember to begin with the end in mind. You know, that's what the first part of this exercise is about in the workbooks is creating a clear picture of where you want to end up. Some of the questions as you go through it, you might, well, what does this have to do with, you know, running a successful business? Well, it has everything to running a successful business because, again, remembering that the purpose is to fund and facilitate your ideal lifestyle, we've got to figure out what that ideal lifestyle is so we can tailor our business to fit. One last thing I want to mention before we get to part one in the workbook is the concept of the white canvas. And I actually want to read a section from the game plan workbook because I think it's very powerful. You have the power to begin your business and your life anew from this day forward. Moving forward, your life and your business are a white canvas, blank. Whatever has gone on before doesn't matter. Failures and disappointments from the past are real, and they happen to all of us. But you don't have to give them power over your future. Your past has no power over your future unless you grant it that power. You have my permission and give yourself permission to leave all that junk in the past and begin anew. So as you go through this workbook and read through it and do the exercises, think of your life as a white, empty canvas, ready for you to paint the picture of your ideal life. And as you participate in the Inner Circle Club, you will have setbacks and you'll make mistakes. And that's okay. Just realize that you can begin each month, each week, or each day with a white canvas. All right, let's move on to the part one, which is the self-evaluation portion of the workbook. I want to talk for just a minute about goals. Goals are really just another word for big rocks, what's truly important to you. Some thoughts on goals are, if it's not in writing, it's not a goal, it's a wish. You must be specific, include timelines and details. It must be believable by you or you won't pay the price. It's got to be measurable so you'll know when you've achieved it. Too many times people will set goals that are too vague, like I want to have a goal to make more money this year. It's not good enough. You won't know if you've accomplished it. You know, you should say, I want to increase my gross sales by $150,000 this year. That's measurable, and it's definite. Your goals should push you into new territory or you won't get excited. Set your goals quickly and make adjustments as you go along. Nothing is set in stone. This workbook is going to be a living, breathing document that you're going to work through. It's going to be dog-eared and coffee-stained by the end of this year, okay? They must be congruent with your actions. You've got to visualize what you want, and that's what a lot of these exercises are all about. And you've got to work on the priorities that move you closer to your goals every day, and then review, monitor, and make adjustments. And that's a big part of this. This isn't something you're going to set on a shelf and collect dust. This is going to be your workhorse throughout the year. Now, let's go to the self-evaluation exercises. They start currently on page 17 in your workbook. And you want to make photocopies of all the exercises before you fill them out, because you're going to make changes throughout the year. So make photocopies and keep them in this notebook. Some of the exercises, you know, you're going to be taking out sheets of paper and writing. Keep all that in here so you can review it. Now, on page 17 is the dealer self-evaluation, and it's pretty self-explanatory. It just asks you some very specific questions about where you're at right now as far as productivity, selling skills, and customer service. Pretty straightforward. On page 18 is essentially asking why you're in the flooring business, and use as many sheets as you need to fill this out, but it's important that you answer that question, and then at the end ask yourself, does what you wrote excite you, and will it provide you enough motivation to do what it takes to be successful? And if not, you know, you may need to reevaluate and make some adjustments as to why you're in the business. Page 19, you've got the previous year's accomplishments and wins, and you want to mark those down, all the things that happened that were positive, both in your business and your personal life. And then on page 21 is the marketing evaluation, and it's important to know from a marketing standpoint, you know, where does your business come from? What were your total sales last year and so forth? Again, just creating that picture of determining where you're at right now. And then on page 22 is next year's. What do you want as far as production goals? And it just goes through a very simple formula, what your gross sales, how much you want to make in gross sales, the average invoice size, and then figure out how many transactions to reach that goal. And then it breaks it down into how many transactions you're going to need every month and every week to achieve that goal. Pretty simple, but don't let its simplicity, you know, fool you. That's a powerful information that you need in order to reach that goal. Again, if it's not written down, if it's not concrete, you're not going to have anything to shoot for. Okay, let's move on to the section 2, which is creating your ideal business and ideal lifestyle. The first section in section 2 is about result-producing activities. And this is a really critical concept that's important that you grasp. Every day in your business and your personal life, whether it's business big rocks or personal big rocks, you're going to engage in activities, and some have a lot more impact than others on getting the results you want out of your life and your business. And those are your result-producing activities. And on page 27, you'll see that I've given made a partial list of some of the things that would go on in your business and assigned them an hourly worth. Marketing is worth $200+ an hour. And as your business grows, that $200 is all really very conservative. Answering phones, $10, $12 an hour. Implementing systems, $200+ an hour. Again, that's very conservative as you grow. It's actually, it can be worth far, far more than that, but we're just using that as kind of a base point. Inspecting installations, you know, 25 or whatever, you know, 25 to 30 an hour or so. Setting up joint ventures, again, $200+ an hour. Scheduling installations, $10 an hour. Performing installations, 35, 45, 50 an hour, depending. As an entrepreneur, you've got to think of your time as worth $200+ an hour. So if you spend an hour doing a $10 activity, you've just thrown away $190. Now, right now, you may be doing a lot of what I call low-worth activities. You know, they're not RPAs. And by the way, when I say low-worth, understand that this is coming from the perspective of the entrepreneur. These are things that do need to be done in your business, okay? That's not to disparage that, you know, somebody has to answer the phone. Somebody's got to do the installations, obviously. So understand what I mean by that is that for you as the entrepreneur, specifically you, those are low-worth activities. You shouldn't, you really shouldn't be doing them. So back to the example, if you shifted just 1 hour per day from low-worth to an hour of RPAs, that's an extra $190 a day, which calculates out to almost $50,000 a year in additional income by just shifting that 1 hour. This doesn't mean you work an extra hour. It just means you shift it from a low-worth to a result-producing activity. Now, exercise on page, there's an exercise on page 27 that where you're going to list on a sheet of paper every activity that you do over the course of the week. Everything. I don't care how meaningless and mundane it is. I want you to list everything and then assign an hourly worth to each activity. Then go through and circle the RPAs. You want to begin moving the low-worth activities off your plate and replace them with the RPAs. Page 28 is an exercise to determine how much it's costing you currently to do the low-worth activities instead of RPAs. It's important that you see this. Again, right now, again, this is the 12-month transformation, so getting these things shifted off your plate is going to take some time. But before they're all shifted off your plate, I want every time that you find yourself doing some photocopying, inspecting a job, answering a phone call that really you shouldn't be answering, I want it to kind of stick in your craw that you're losing at least $190 an hour by doing that, and I want that to be a motivation to you. So, again, this exercise goes along with that. Figure out how many hours a week you spend doing the low-worth activities and multiply the number of hours times $190, and then you can calculate out how much per year those activities are costing you. If you're doing even 20 hours a week on low-worth activities, it's costing you $200,000 plus per year to do those. So by shifting, now the flip side to that is, and what should be a huge encouragement and motivation, is by simply shifting those low-worth hours, to the RPAs, you'll immediately increase your income. So a major concept that you want to keep in mind is leverage. What we're talking about here is leverage. Don't make your income goals dependent upon the number of hours you work, because the number of hours you work is limited. It's finite. So instead, learn to leverage small amounts of time for huge returns, and RPAs are a key to accomplishing this. So the goal is to shift all your hours to RPAs, so you're spending 100% of your time at your business, or as close to 100% of your time as possible, doing nothing but RPAs. That's going to take some time to accomplish. Again, just right now I want you to make the shift in your minds. If you're going to set up your business to run so that you're only coming in one day a week, one day a month, whatever it is, you're certainly not going to spend that one day a week answering customer phone calls, doing photocopying, inspecting a job. You're not that's not what you're going to be doing. You're going to be that 8 hours that you spend there every week is going to be concentrated, high leveraged, high dollar worth RPAs. And there are plenty of business owners who've accomplished that, again, pointing to the McDonald's example. You know, when they come into their store, you know, they're not doing, you know, $10 an hour jobs. Okay. the RPAs are what allow you to achieve the big rocks in your life and your business. So you want to use time blocking, again, that concept, to carve out time in your schedule for the RPAs. So go through your calendar and every week schedule 3 to 5 hours, you know, an hour a day, an hour every other day, you know, wherever you want to schedule it, to do nothing but work on result-producing activities. Even if right now you're not sure what those result-producing activities are, okay, you will by the end of this exercise. Carve it out. Open the space up in your life and in your business. Now, let's look at a couple of examples. Go to page 28. Let's say that you have the business big rock of increasing your gross sales by $100,000. And again, when you do RPAs or big rocks, always do them, list them in the present tense and personally. Say, I make $100,000 extra. I increase my gross sales by $100,000. Okay, makes it more real, brings it home in your mind. Okay, so if that's the big rock you want to implement, you decide, okay, I'm going to implement a Connect campaign with my past clients by January 15th. So you time block 2 hours to customize the Connect letters and arrange for the printing, stuffing, and labeling. The second RPA is sending out the Home Advisor newsletter every month beginning February 1st. Again, notice there's time. I'm putting in dates, time limits to achieve those goals. And then the RPA, time block 2 hours to train my marketing coordinator to customize the Home Advisor for me each month, and how to arrange for printing, stuffing, and labeling. So you're not doing it. You're leveraging your time with training. And then time block 30 minutes each month for me to review the completed letter before it goes to the printer. Next RPA is institute the referral rewards program by January 25th. Time block 1 hour, customizing the referral rewards handout and follow-up letters. Then time block 1 hour per month, training my salespeople to continuously ask for referrals. And then another one is getting the Reticular Activator campaign up and running by March 1st. Again, time block 1 hour to customize the Reticular Activator letters, and then time block 1 hour to train your marketing coordinator how to get these out. So very specific, very time-oriented. You'll know at the end of the day if you got it done or if you didn't got it done. It's very black and white. It's unambiguous. All right, so there's several other examples in there, but I think you get the point. The key thing to remember is that every one of the RPAs is specific and measurable. That's key. All right, let's go to the ideal lifestyle exercises, and those start on page 31. We're going to talk about your goals for the next 12 months, you know, the 12-month transformation. But that anything 12 months or less, I'm defining as a short-term goal. But it needs to be put in context of a long-term game plan. Where do you ultimately want to wind up? You know, right now, you might just be thinking day to day, I want to wind up getting all my stuff done today. You know, you might be thinking literally day by day or even hour by hour. So we're going to expand your thinking to think beyond that, to get a bigger picture. Where do I want to be, you know, 5 years from now, okay, 10 years from now? And then creating goals within the next 12 months that will move you along your long-term game plan. And this exercise has very specific questions that it's going to lead you down a step-by-step path to create a very clear picture of your ideal lifestyle. So you want to be very, very honest and very specific. And you want to answer these questions with the mindset of not where you're at right now, but where you're going to be. Do it in the mindset that if right now you had plenty of time, plenty of freedom, and plenty of money, that's how you want to answer these questions, because ultimately that's where you want to be. So answer them that way. One of the powers of this exercise is being able to visualize your life without the limitations that you're currently facing right now, because those, as an Inner Circle member, You've joined because you want those limitations to be temporary. We want to make those go away. So begin treating them that way. Again, answer all the questions in the present tense. Don't say, I'm going to work only one... I'm sorry. Don't say, I'm going to work only one day per week. Instead, say, I work one day per week. Makes it more concrete, makes it more real. First question is, describe how you take care of your body, your health, and your well-being. That's important. And how many times a week do you jog? How, you know, do you get massages? What kind of food do you eat? And so forth and so on. And then going on to describe your home. Where do you live geographically? What does it look like, your house? How large is your property? Is it in the country? Is it urban, suburban, et cetera, et cetera? Every one of these questions is very, very specific and use as many sheets of paper as you need to get that clear picture. What do you do for enjoyment and recreation? What has meaning and purpose and value to you? You know, things like working with your children's youth group, political work, teaching adult literacy class, those kinds of things. What are your big unusual, what you would consider right now to be crazy dreams that you just maybe dreams that you put away in a closet and kind of halfway forgot about because you think you it's just not possible to achieve it because you're so tied to your business. Things that you would proceed with, wouldn't it be neat to, you know, take spur-of-the-moment weekends to the Caribbean, hike the Himalayas, take up rock climbing, different things like that. Your dreams, what it is that gets your heart pounding. Okay, next thing is to describe what your perfect week looks like. We want to map out specifically, take a snapshot of what your week is going to look like when you achieve your ideal lifestyle. And I want you to go through this exercise and fill up a week, hour by hour. What time do you get up in the morning? What do you do from 8 to 10 in the morning? What do you do here? What do you do there? What do you do in the evenings? Monday through Sunday, what are you doing? I want you to get a clear picture of what you want your perfect week to look like. Okay, that's step one. We're creating that clear picture. Step two is we're going to evaluate that picture. I want you to go back after you do that and ask yourself, is there any place I'm not dreaming big enough? Are you still thinking in terms of the limitations that you're under right now? And if anything in there is a result of those kinds of limitations, then I want you to go back and make some adjustments. Again, this is a process. You might do this 2 or 3, 4 times, and that's okay. This is quite possibly an exercise that you've never done before, and it's going to take time to get used to thinking this way. Okay, the next thing is to identify your personal big rocks. That's step three. And again, your big rocks, they're your dreams, the things that create passion in your heart and excitement. And you know it's a big rock when you feel like a kid on Christmas just thinking about it. And they're not, they can be fancy or expensive, or they might not be fancy or expensive. You know, one of my big rocks is I love to backpack. You know, you can't get any less sophisticated than that. I mean, you're out camping in the dirt up in the woods somewhere, but I love it, and I love taking my kids with me. So it's whatever's important to you. And again, you want them to be very specific. For example, and I list some examples just to kind of get you started. You know, I take every Friday off so I can go abalone diving. I spend from 8 to 10 every morning writing my novel. I leave office each day at noon and spend 2 hours training for a marathon. I spend every Thursday afternoon from 3 to 5 mountain biking with my daughter. Okay, these are the kind of things I'm talking about. So, identify the big rocks. And you want to take out a clean sheet of paper and just write them out. And make the list as long as you want. And don't worry about how expensive or impossible it seems right now. Just get it down on paper. Okay? Free your mind. In fact, for most of these exercises, I really recommend that you get away from your business and get away from your house. Because your business, you want to get an environment where you can really think about where you want to be. And your business represents, you know, your office, your showroom, that represents your business. It's a visual, and it may not be where you want it to be right now. So I want you to get away where you're not going to have those limiting thoughts. your home might not be something that you're completely happy with. You may live in a neighborhood you'd rather not. You may want to be somewhere else. So get away from all of that external input and really let your mind go. Now, the next thing you want to do is prioritize them. And you want to go through the list and find the two or three that really get your heart pounding, and you want to put them at the top of the list and then prioritize them all. So you're going to go rewrite them all in order of priority. The next thing is, step five, is you want to begin making room for the big rocks today. Don't wait for someday. Chinese proverb says that the best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. The second best time is now. Circumstances are never going to be just right. In fact, some people think that if they wait until they retire at age 65, that, you know, that's somehow going to magically open up room for them. You know, we've all heard the expression that nature abhors a vacuum. Well, it's absolutely true when you open up space in your life. You're never going to automatically have room for your big rocks, even if you are only working one day a week, even if you've got $10 million in the bank, your time is going to fill up. One of the examples I talk about in the workbook is in my own family. My mother is an excellent writer, and she was working a home-based business where she had to work a lot of hours, and so she carved out time to write every day, and she got quite a bit of writing done. Well, she retired from that business, and she thought that huge expanses of time would automatically open up, and she'd just have, you know, all this time to sit and write, and so she quit carving out the time. Well, what happened is 2 months into retirement, she discovers she hasn't gotten any writing done because stuff came in and filled up all that free time, just day-to-day stuff. It was unbelievable to her. She had to go back to essentially time blocking, carving out that time again to make time for the writing. It's also a reason why business owners so oftentimes they'll hire an assistant to take over a bunch of the tasks, get a bunch of tasks off their plate. And as soon as that gets done, he finds himself just as busy as before with a whole new set of stuff. And so he doesn't get freedom, he just finds himself doing different stuff every day. So very, very important. Right now, begin carving out the time for your big rocks. All right, step five is the action plan, again, making that time. So the action plan is for your personal big rocks, you want to do three things. A, begin to gather information about the two or three big rocks you're going to accomplish in the next 12 months. You know, get pictures from magazines, figure out how much the price is, how much time you'll invest. Then translate that into what you would need to happen in your flooring business in order to make room for the big rocks, both financially and so it's a reality in your life. And again, I give there's an example on page 39. You know, the big rock, let's say that you want to take every Friday off so you can learn to golf. That's the example that I kind of use in there. And what you would begin to do, if that's your big rock, take every Friday off so you can learn to play golf. You would, A, begin to gather the information on golfing. You could get books and magazines, clip photos of beautiful golf courses, post the pictures in your bathroom and refrigerator and mirror, build a dream notebook, okay, where you keep the notes and the photos and the price lists, everything about golfing. Find out who the best golf pros are in your area, who will train you. Visit the country club where you want to be a member. And then B is determine what needs to happen in your business, okay? So you need that time off. So you're going to determine, what do you have to get off your plate at your store so you could take every Friday off? What would need to be delegated? How much income would you need to generate, you know, to be able to afford a country club membership, golf lessons, and a really nice set of clubs? And then C, write down a deadline soon enough that you'll be challenged and be specific. For example, by Friday, April 15th, well, that'll be my first Friday off. All Fridays from then on will be devoted to learning golf. And it's not an all-or-nothing proposition. You know, you can achieve your big rocks in steps. for example, it may take you most of the year to get your revenue up to afford the country club membership. That's okay. Begin delegating the time off immediately. You know, set an 8-week goal to take Fridays off, and every Friday quit an hour earlier and get ship the things off your plate. So maybe you accomplish that goal first of getting the time off. Begin using that time to practice, you know, get a secondhand set of clubs if you have to right now. Just start making that a reality in your life. In the meantime, you're working on the second part of the big rock, and that's generating the revenue. So again, these can happen a step at a time, and I give a lot of, you know, there's a lot of examples in there that you can read and get the idea from. Okay, let's move on to creating your ideal business, and these exercises start on page 41. It's essentially the same process that you go through with creating your ideal lifestyle. You're going to get a very clear picture of what you want your business to look like. And the four questions that you're going to keep in mind while you're creating your ideal lifestyle is, one, will the ideal business I'm describing allow me to enjoy my ideal lifestyle? Two, does the ideal business I'm describing leave room for my big rocks? Three, does it give me enough time to do what has meaning, purpose, and value for me? And four, does it provide the finances I need to pay for the big rocks? Again, don't worry about the how right now. You know, you might be working 70 hours a week and can't imagine, you know, just taking evenings off and weekends off is a huge deal for you. Don't worry about that. Visualize how you want your business to be. That's the exercise now. You're going to learn how to make that happen, but it's a process, so we've got to see it first. So, again, same kinds of questions. How many days per month do you want to spend at your business? Which days specifically? On the days that you're at your store, what time do you arrive? What time do you leave? Exactly what tasks are you doing during those hours? And again, think in terms of your result-producing activities. How much does your business do in gross sales? What's your personal net income? How many locations do you have? What does your store look like? Describe it in detail. See a picture of it. And then describe your team, you know, your salespeople, your installers. And I'm not going to read all the suggestions that I give there. They're in the workbook, but you get the idea. How does your business function when you're not around? You know, does it run itself, or does it need constant babysitting? Does it fall apart? You want to see it the way you want it to be. Okay, now step two is evaluate that picture. And again, as you're going back through, ask yourself those same four questions again. Does the ideal business I've described allow me to enjoy my ideal lifestyle? Yes or no? Does the ideal business I've described leave room for my personal big rocks? Yes or no? Does it give me enough time to do what has meaning, purpose, and value for me? Yes or no? Does it provide the finances I need to pay for my personal big rocks? Yes or no? If you answer no to any of those, go back and make adjustments. That's okay. You may have to do this several times. It's a process, okay? Step three is identify the big rocks. And the big rocks in your business are the things that are going to enable you to live your ideal lifestyle and accomplish the big rocks in your personal life. So to get the most power from this, it's important to be very specific. For example, my store has gross sales of $3.5 million. I have a net income before taxes of $500,000 per year. I only go to the store on Mondays from 9 until noon, 3 weeks out of the month. My business continues to run like a well-oiled machine and make a lot of money even when I'm not here. So again, take out the sheet of paper and write out all the big rocks for your business. Step four is prioritize them. Pick two or three of them to accomplish in the next 12 months. Again, those are your short-term. That's your short-term goal that will give you some victories and some freedom right now, and at the same time take you down that trajectory for your long-term goal. Now, one of the goals that we've talked about is the 12-month total transformation goal of doubling your net income and taking at least an extra day off each week. I like that goal. If you're not sure what you want to accomplish this year, that's a great one to go with because it's flexible. all you've got to do is repeat it several years in a row, and you're going to be making plenty of money and having all the time off that you want. You know, the flexibility is nice as well, because, you know, right now you might be in a position where money really isn't an issue. Maybe you're doing fine. So instead, you focus all of your energies on getting that freedom in your time off. So, again, there's some flexibility there. And, again, it's not an all-or-nothing proposition. You might be able to arrange for getting that extra day off within a month, 2 months. You might have it. But it might take you 12 months or more to double your net income. And that's okay, because we're all in different places in our life and our business, and we've got to run our own race. And this is your lifestyle, your business, and we want to craft it so that you have the sense of fulfillment and so forth. Okay, now let's very quickly, I want to cover putting it all together to achieve your 12-month total transformation. So far, by working to this point in the workbook, here's what you've accomplished. First, you've created a clear picture of your ideal lifestyle. Second, you've created and prioritized a list of personal big rocks. Third, you've created an ideal business that will fund and facilitate your ideal lifestyle. And fourth, you've created and prioritized a list of business big rocks that will maximize your efforts to create your ideal business. Okay, so putting it all together, we're going to start on page 49 of the workbook. For personal big rocks, basically you're going to write down the two or three big rocks that you want to accomplish during the next 12 months. And make sure you want to include areas of fitness, family, and faith, as discussed earlier in the workbooks, the four areas to achieve balances, finances, fitness, family, and faith. And in the personal area, that's the fitness, family, and faith. And then for the finance, that'll be the business big rock. So write those down, and then select the RPAs to accomplish those big rocks, okay? Using the examples listed earlier, list the result-producing activities. And then, using the time-blocking concept, make appointments with yourself to accomplish the result-producing activities. You know, from 8 to 10 on Monday mornings, 8 to 10 weekday mornings I spend training for that marathon, okay? Whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish, create the room for it. Then we move on to the business big rocks. And again, the big rocks, the suggested big rock is doubling your net income and taking an extra day off. But, you know, this is your life and your business, so you do what gets you excited and fits your exact needs and your situation. You want to write down those big rocks that you want to accomplish in the next 12 months, and these should be the ones that have maximum impact on moving you towards your ideal lifestyle. Two, create the RPAs, or the result-producing activities, to accomplish those big rocks, and then using the time-blocking concept, go through and schedule those time to do those RPAs. Final thing I want to mention is keeping this game plan updated. I recommend setting a weekly appointment with yourself to spend 30 minutes reviewing and updating this thing. You know, you're not going to just fill this out once and toss it in a drawer. If you do, you're not going to get the results out of it. This thing, by this time a year from now, 12 months from now, I want this thing to be dog-eared, coffee-stained, I mean worked through, and reviewed again and again. Okay, that pretty much covers all of the basic ideas and concepts in here. What we're going to do is literally, I told someone recently that the concepts that are in this 50-page manual could literally be expanded into a 200-page book. There is some really dense concepts in here. So it takes a little while to absorb, to work through, to get your mind around it. It's like concentrated information. What we're actually going to do is one of next month's coaching calls, we're going to dedicate to going through this, having you folks, after you've gone through it, over the next month, answering questions, helping you tweak it, helping you create that clear picture. You're going to have a lot of questions, I know, as you work through this. And so we're going to devote an entire coaching call next month to doing that. So don't worry if right now it's just a little bit overwhelming. You're going to learn as you do it. Okay, we've got some time left, and I want to go ahead and open it up to questions right now. Don't be shy. We've had on some calls, you know, people don't have a lot of questions. And remember, this is coaching, and especially moving forward, I really want everybody to avail yourself to the coaching time. You know, we spent most of the hour just, you spent most of the hour listening to me talk about these things. But moving forward, we're going to open up a lot more time to question and answer, troubleshooting, getting into the nitty-gritty. And so I really don't want you to be shy about that. I want you to avail yourself of this, okay? So for right now, we're going to take, you know, as much time as we need. Does anybody have any questions at this point? Don't be shy. Okay, well, I guess that means I did an outstanding job laying out the concepts. You will be getting a reminder notice of the coaching calls that are going to happen in January and the itinerary, so be looking out for those. Folks, I appreciate you being on the call today. Take the time. Final thoughts, don't rush through this. Take the time. Spend the next month really going through this slowly. Take your time. Don't try and do it all in one sitting. Really get your mind around these concepts. And then I'm sure that as you work through it, you're going to have questions and so forth. So write them down. If you get to a place where you're stuck, where you're going, what does he mean by this? How do I create this clarity? Well, that's what we'll address on the call again next month when we review this topic. Folks, we will talk to you soon. Keep a lookout for those announcements, and we'll talk to you next month. Bye now.